And I think if you think about forest in the picture of locally for the Amazon, given poverty levels within the region, there are thousands, if not more than a million, people who depend on forests for their daily livelihoods in terms of access to medicinal products, medicinal plants, for example, or fruits and nuts, game animals as well. So the forest is not just important in terms of biodiversity as an environmentalist standpoint, but also in terms of the livelihoods of people who live in the region. And another thing that you hear or has been discussed is the role of the Amazon in rainfall cycles within South America, that actually the Amazon may be responsible for maintaining rainfall in the south of Brazil. So you see the Amazon not just being important for people who live there, but also for people elsewhere.
And now part of your research or the projects that you work on address this use of the forest, you know, by multi-users, but also in terms of managing the use of the forest. How is that being handled?
What we mean by multi-use management is twofold. Partially, that's the idea that you can manage forests for something more than just timber. So again, medicinals, fruits, nuts, game animals, and also these other services that I mentioned. But also, how can you manage the forest in a way that both a logging company and a community that lives within the forest can actually benefit? Some of the work that we're doing and others have been doing is looking at what you can do as a forest manager to maximize the benefits of various products. So how do you log a forest for timber while minimizing the effect that you might have on other important species? So you might choose an important species like Brazil nut trees and say, what can we do to log in these forests in a way that you minimize the negative effects that the logging might have on Brazil nut tree production, for example. So part of it is looking at the ecology of these different species. How are they affected by the disturbance that the logging causes? But also the socioeconomic aspects of to what extent are these different species important and how much the given community, for example, around that forest depends on given products.
We've come to the end of this international year. You, of course, are on the ground or in the forest on this issue. You're right, you know, at the heart of it. But the average person, how do we keep the momentum going forward?
Well, I think the average person has a lot of potential in terms of thinking about the products they're buying. Do they come from sustainably managed forests? There's things like certification of wood products, which will help ensure that you're actually buying wood that's from a sustainably managed forest and not illegally logged, for example. What else can they do? I think if we look at climate change and the effects that that may have on forests and the Amazon in terms of increasing degradation and fires and droughts, etc., what can we do as individuals also to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions? So flying less, walking more, all of those things that individuals really can do to make a dent in the agenda or in the arena of international issues around forests.